This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken completed a round of meetings in Israel Monday aimed at reaching an agreement that would cease the fighting in Gaza and bring hostages home that have been held since the war began in October. Blinken, in his ninth trip to the Middle East since the war began, held meetings Monday with Israeli President Isaac Herzog, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, as well as a three-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ceasefire agreement. Last week, negotiators from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar met in Doha to craft the latest version of the deal, what Blinken called a bridging agreement designed to address the gaps in previous ceasefire proposals considered by both sides. Speaking to reporters in Israel, Blinken said Netanyahu agreed to the terms of the bridging agreement.
It's now incumbent on Hamas to do the same. And then the parties, with the help of the mediators, the United States, Egypt, and Qatar, have to come together and complete the process of reaching clear understandings about how they'll implement the commitments that they've made under this agreement.
Blinken travels next to Egypt for meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and other officials. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday expressed deep concern about the well-being of UN personnel and international aid workers who have now been arbitrarily detained in Yemen by Houthi rebels for more than 2 months. Speaking to reporters, the Secretary General's spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, once again called for the aid workers to be released. The Secretary General also reiterated that those detained must be treated with full respect for their human rights and they must be able to contact their families and legal representatives, the spokesperson said. This is VOA News.